All right. Welcome, everyone. I'm super excited today because I have someone very, very special with me. She makes marketing, Facebook advertising, and launching a creative expression. She makes sales funnels and Facebook advertising effortless. She's a data geek with all about the details. From strategy to implementation, she delivers confidence in your campaign management. She sings, she dances, she launches and runs some mad Facebook advertising campaigns. Please welcome Faraday.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here, Natalie.
Well, thank you.
It's nice to chat. I don't always take too many interviews, so it's really nice that I had some time.
I know you don't, and I'm so glad that we were able to make it happen and finally connect face to face. Because I'm a client of yours, actually. I'm a big fan of your Facebook ad class, which really took us out of overwhelm. So I'm always, you know, happy to chat with you live now. All right, so let's dive straight in. So basically what I wanted to share with our audience today is how you became an entrepreneur and how you managed to build this business around your lifestyle. And I know that you might not have more than one business, so that can be even more challenging. So if you can tell us how you became an entrepreneur, if you've always been one, and describe this journey on how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Yeah. So, I think it kind of all comes back to, like, my dad was an entrepreneur. He was a musician and also fixed guitar. So kind of like entrepreneurship was kind of something I grew up with. Not that my dad was, I would say, is like a lucrative entrepreneur. It's more of a lifestyle entrepreneur. He gets all the freedom he wanted. So I kind of grew up in that kind of world. And then very young, I wanted to be a musician. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions about musicians is that you think it's what we see out there, it's just the music. But if people are running their own music business, it's 90% business. You know, it's marketing, it's promotion. And where I live, there is no industry. So it's really about learning those things in the grassroots. So I kind of just started reading a lot of books about business and marketing, like, really young. Like, I was geeking out at like 15 about these things. And slowly over time, like, a lot of the stuff that new businesses struggle with, I struggled with too. Like, you know, how do you develop an audience? How do you develop, you know, how do you meet the needs of people? The difference. So I should clarify, I'm a musician and I run a Facebook ads company. So I do have two businesses, and they are two businesses, very businessy. So, you know, like, learning about how to address the needs of people is so different, right? Like, sometimes we see in business, people will have an idea of something they want to sell, but they haven't found out if somebody wants to buy it. And this is, like, so true in the art world, right? Is that people create a piece of art, but nobody actually wants that piece of art. And so it's challenging over time to, like, figure out, you know, some art isn't meant to be financially viable or those kinds of things. So anyway, I became a musician. I did that for a long time, but I wanted to start a family. I was financially really struggling as a musician. And I just thought, you know what, I've become actually really strong at marketing over time. And I bet you people would pay me to write marketing plans for them. Before, I didn't know, like, about the online world. I kind of just, like, got into it over time. And then people needed launch strategists, like, for their online courses. And it kind of just happened where a friend needed a launch strategist. So I was like, well, I can do that for you. She's like, you do launching? I was like, well, yeah, launching is marketing. I mean, that's, of course I do that. And I kind of just kind of became immersed in this world and started helping all sorts of people launch specifically their online courses. And then, of course, over time, it became clear that people needed Facebook advertising. I needed Facebook advertising. And so I kind of taught myself and took a couple classes and then became really convinced in its ability to grow somebody's business fast. And I had worked in the advertising industry before when I had, like, little jobs to, like, care of myself over as a musician. So I kind of really knew that world. And then just to see the power of the data that it gives you back, just, it's incredible. And then after a while, I just realized, you know, I could just do Facebook ads. I don't even have to do this launch strategy. So now what my life looks like is I'm actually a musician probably 75% of the time. and mm-hmm. I run this business 25% of the time, I realized that the demand for Facebook ads was so large that I actually partnered with another woman named Lindsay. And so she runs most of the company, and I come in for strategy or just like, you know, troubleshooting launch strategy. Because sometimes, even if you're just running Facebook ads, you're giving people launch strategy. Oh, you need to run a webinar. Oh, you, what's your email sequence like? All that stuff. So that's how, and that's what fits my life. I always wanted a business to support my lifestyle. And then over time, it just became clear, like, oh, I really like my music career is doing really well, but it takes a lot of time and there's nothing passive about it. It is the most labor intensive business in the world. It's kind of dumb, but I love it a lot. And so, that's what made sense for me to pursue. And then, you know, it just kind of worked out that, my business partner, Lindsay, is, this fits her lifestyle. So it was just kind of a win-win situation. So that's a short condensed version of my entrepreneurial journey.
Okay, awesome. So basically, so you have this one business with absolutely not passive income. I mean, you have to show up and you have to sing if you want to make money kind of thing, right?
Oh, and then, yeah. And you have to drive 10 hours or fly all day. Like, it's just dumb. Like, there's nothing passive about it.
But this is your passion, right? This is what fuels you. And then there is the other business which you love and you're good at, and where you manage actually to, you know, run this, you know, in a pretty smart way, because you actually partner with somebody who can take care of the day-to-day stuff so that you can focus on the other business and just be there, like, kind of like when you want to be there, right? So I think you also even have an online course. So you are teaching this online, right? Because that's the course that we took. So this is another great way, is to leverage your knowledge and put that into an online teaching platform where people can do this kind of safe study. And then you can, you know, with your community, with your private Facebook group, you can offer support and feedbacks, right, to people.
Because not everybody can pay the high end. And I also, because I took some classes and I taught myself, I also realized that not everybody would teach in a way that's like condensed and not boring. Cause that's a big thing. Sometimes people are like, here's 10,000 hours of education. It's like, people do not want 1,000 hours of Facebook advertising education. They really don't. Like, that's really boring. So, you know, as an entertainer, that's like my unique selling point, is to like give something that is bite-sized and just like gets them on the ground rolling, so they have the skill set. So I have the course too, just to help, you know, meet the needs of people, really.
Yeah. And I think that when it comes to Facebook ads, of course, I think it's a great accelerator. Like, if you want to test something, I mean, hopefully that's, you know, something that you kind of like talked about and advocate. But I think that the idea also with this Facebook ad that was pretty smart is that, I mean, we've tried to hire people to do our Facebook ads. We've paid big monthly, right? And we had like big budgets for not much better results than what we had. And when you have to take out all this money, the cost per lead was huge, not worth it. So I'm more like, well, you have to kind of learn the basics yourself, which is exactly what your course does. I mean, it could literally be called like demystifying Facebook ads, because, you know, it's like bringing it down to it in its simplest form, right? Can get very complicated, but doesn't have to be at the beginning. And making it like simple, you know, in simple terms for people to just understand and not be scared of Facebook ads. And then maybe you can hire out if you want to, but you can keep an eye on it, because then you know what they're basically talking about.
Yeah, and what they're looking at. And you can also find out if they're doing the right things and if they're looking at the right metrics. And, you know, and also, you know, I've had a lot of people say like, oh, I went on to hire somebody, but because I knew how to give them what they needed and how to maximize it, it just worked out really well for all of us. So that's really
I think again,
and I'm glad you were so happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, it really shortcuts the learning curve, especially when you want to hire. I mean, I know we could probably get somebody like on our team to do it for us, and we could just monitor. Well, it happens that now Olivia runs our ads, and, you know, since now you know we're getting good results, we are not touching anything, you know, while it's running, right? Why change something that works? But you always have to keep an eye on it. But I think it's, and it's true, like in any, I think in any piece of your business, is when you find something that works, just, you know, like, you know, stick with it, and then don't try to do too many things. Like you said, you know, you just, you know, narrowed it down to, you know, just, you know, not doing more launches and things like that, so that you could focus mm-hmm. on one thing and do it well. And I think that when we want that freedom, and that freedom, mm-hmm. by the way, I think it comes with structure, right? Rules, like mm-hmm. there are times when, like you say, you know, you have to travel because you're singing. And that's mm-hmm. freedom, because it's on your terms. You chose it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that that's really, really important. So do you have any strategy, tips, or tools that you are using to keep your personal life, I want to say, and your business life balance, if there is such a thing as balance? Because you have two business. You don't have one, you have two.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, a huge part of the tools is actually I choose to make less money and spend more on people to help me, right? That's a big choice that my partner, my husband and I made together, was, you know, that I brought in a girl to just do my emails. Like it's kind of for both businesses, because, you know, you get a lot of requests or like customer service questions or those kinds of things. And my course is by no means like a really huge course where there's like tons of it, but it's enough that like your emails can build up so quickly, and it's just like such a source of stress. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course I have Asana on my phone for like keeping track of like what I do and who needs what, and you know, the Dropbox, because all of my teams are in mm-hmm. Google, like all that. Those are really basic things. I think one thing that helps me from not working evenings and weekends is I'm also a mom. So I have a daughter. So, you know, like she needs attention.
Yeah. I have three, so I know.
Yeah. And my husband is like very much not cool with me working in the evenings and weekends. In fact, I took a call the other day and he was giving me the look, and I'm sure anybody who's married, who runs a business, knows the look real good. Like, you're either here or you're on your phone. Like, turn that phone off. And I'm like, well, you know, I try and be available, but trying to, you know, set more boundaries. And part of it's just, I don't know if it's so much a tools as an intention, and the conversations that I continue to have with you and my other business partners, you know, in the band. It's like, you know, we talk about this a lot, because it's very easy for our lives to just be talking about business, and you know, how do we take breaks? Because it's easy to never take breaks. And same thing with my other business partner, Lindsay. You know, we talk about, I'll be like, "Hey, don't work tonight. Like, the Facebook ads are okay for 4 hours." Like, you know, and we have to. Yeah, it's an intention. It's a conversation, and then it's hiring support in every area of my life. And that's, you know, I like to joke, I don't buy things, I buy people. Like,
yeah.
You know, like I have 7 assistants and 2 pairs of pants. Like, that's how my life is, but that it makes us very happy that way.
Yeah. And I think that totally makes sense. And that's a mindset that people might not have at the beginning, especially when you're not making money. I mean, if you're struggling to put food on the table, that's one thing. But if you're like scared of spending and you think like, I will spend when I make money, then it might take you forever if it happens at all. So one of the smart ways, I think, is definitely what you said, is to invest in people. Is to, because it's like working the smart way, working on what's important and then delegating. And that's an investment on your business. And like you said, you make less money, but you have less stress, more freedom for other stuff, for family time. So I think that's huge.
Yeah, exactly.
So for me, I work with Olivier, my husband. So the part where the look, that won't happen, right? Because we talk business all the time, which is another challenge altogether, right? Because it's really 24/7. But it's a choice.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's a choice, totally. Right? So it's it is a form of freedom, because it is a choice, right? So I think that's really, I think the, yeah. You're back. I thought I lost you. Yeah.
So
I think that we really have to, I mean, not compare ourselves to others. We all have different situations, you know, with our personal life and our business life. And it's not about like setting a structure and then have it in stone. It changes all the time. We just have to adapt. I don't think there is such a thing as a balance, right? We just have to adapt. And I would also say that we have to, especially when we get starting and we might not get the results that we want right away, we have to stop and celebrate how come we've gone. Because otherwise, that's how people get burnt out. And they don't even see, even if it's too little for them, they don't see the progress, right, that they've accomplished. Mm. So if you don't stop and look back, then you're not going to get that momentum and you're going to get burned out because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we always want to get to the next level. So there will never be a level where we are happy and content and like, yeah, that's exactly where I want you to be, right? We always want more. So,
Oh, yeah, no, it's true. I see that all the time when, you know, I actually, when I started my online business, I didn't expect my music career to keep going, but it strangely did. And now we do things that were definitely my dreams when I started out, when I was a musician, and I'm like, oh, I'm here. And I was just kind of surprised. But yeah, I feel like, but it's not enough. Like, I mean, it's not that it, I mean, in the music world, it's not enough because it's like, this is still very hard work. Like, yeah. When does it become easy? I don't know if it does. It's probably just the nature of the industry. It's a bit hard on the body. But yeah, I think you're constantly striving and you forget to like stop and celebrate. And even when I started this business, like you said, this progress is sometimes slow and you don't know how far you've come. I just looked around and go, oh, I'm having an easier time than some of the other people that started at the same time. And, oh, it's because of being a musician for so long, I've learned how to ask for the sale and promote. And, I never celebrated that over time because I just didn't even notice it was happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we don't take the time. We just go on to the next goal and we're like, you know, let's just keep going. And if we could spend the time to just celebrate, I think that would give us also the momentum, you know, to get to the next step, right? Because I think things are never easy and they will never be. And that's why we really have to connect back to why we are doing it so that we can keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Because if we, you know, otherwise, you know, it's never going to get super easy, right? Like, there are always, you know, things happening, right? It's everything is unpredictable. The market changes, you know, online marketing changes. You know, for you, Facebook ads, they change all the time, right? So you always have to be on your toes. And I think that's a critical part of, you know, just not losing your sanity is to realize that there will be change and just to be okay with it, basically, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So were there anything else that you maybe wanted to talk about that we didn't mention that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I guess it comes back to that celebrating launches, that just from being in the world of launching, I think no matter how successful your launch is, no one is ever feeling good about it because there's kind of like, generally in the world of online marketing, there is kind of like the promise of the seven-figure, like, oh, I didn't expect it, but suddenly I made $3 million. And so, you know, whenever you're like launching, you're like, maybe I'll make $3 million. Who knows? So I encourage people to think of launching as a skill set, right? There's various, you know, my email sequences look a lot better than they do now. And like, you know, you can always improve your sales funnel, like always. You'll get it done and then you'll be like, well, I got to go back to the start and redo it because I've learned so much. And so that's why I have the launch playbook kind of, you know, people ask me for a course and I was like, actually, I can probably just do this in a PDF about all the stuff and all the decisions you want to make and make it simple and really inexpensive for people because otherwise I didn't know what I was going to spend, you know, all this video time on teaching somebody what I can lay out in a PDF. it's something you, and also it's a skill that you will use for the rest of your life in any business you own, really. Like launching is something that, you know, I use in the music industry. I use in this business. I used in my just online courses, in my service industry business, like, basically, launching is something that happens all the time. And so if you can just see it as a skill set that you will develop over time, it's really a way easier thing. So that you can, like, the first time you can be like, wow, I survived. the second time and go, wow, I broke even. The third time.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's one thing to realize is like when you are launching, some people don't launch because of this fear of failure, but I think there is only failure if you set expectations that are way too high. Like if, like you said, people that promise you six figures, seven figures, you know, I don't even look at these people because what you can do, I mean, the numbers that you have right now, the size of your list, how much money you plan to spend on Facebook, all this stuff, kind of is going to tell, and how much is your service or course, it is kind of going to tell you how much you can make if you convert, you know, average or really well.
If you can sell them.
If you can sell them, right, depending on how you sell. But I think the most important thing is to get started. Because once you get started, then you have a baseline. You know, just like you have in Facebook ads. Then you have a baseline, and from there, it can only get better. But where people are scared is that very first step, because they don't know what to expect. So if you can expect to just be it an opportunity to build your list, to at least get a list of, you know, people that are really interested. And if you sell a couple of them, awesome. If you don't, well, then you can go back and you can survey them, ask them, you know, there are a lot of, you know, strategies to try to understand why they didn't buy. That could be you, that can be your product, that can be the wrong people. There are so many things, right? But the key is to doing, right? Is to doing, and for that you have to have the focus to want to do one thing at a time and not trying to do too many things. You know, people say, do a webinar, do a challenge, do this, do that. And people are like, oh, somebody said I should do this, somebody said should I do that? And then they get out of focus and nothing happens, right? So I think that's critical to when we want to not be overwhelmed and not, you know, lose our sanity, is to focus on one thing. And definitely, you know, launching, you have to do it once to know what it is. And then you understand, you learn a ton from your first launch, and not be afraid to fail, because, you know, it's only a failure if, you know, you decide it is, right? You can always, you know, learn from it. If you can set expectations right, then your only good will come out of this, because you'll get tons of information, you know, from your service, from your sales funnel, from your ads, from your people, you know, all this stuff. So awesome. So can you share how we can get this playbook? Is that on Faridae.com? Or do you have another special link for us?
Yes, I think I do. Let me just double check, because it's Faridae.com slash mini playbook, I think.
Okay.
Let's see.
And I will definitely put the link below the video so that people can get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to faridae.com/mini-playbook.
Okay, cool.
Special playbook for you.
Yeah. Awesome. I will do that.
Yeah. So it just basically lines out all the decisions you need to make with your launch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome. Cool. I'll do that. I will also put a link to your YouTube channel, because there is this awesome video that I watched again today, which is about, you know, how like when you're not working, you should be working and you're not working. I don't know what's the name, but you see which
get
one it is?
Work, girl.
Get back to work, girl. Oh my God.
Get back.
And I love it. I mean, it's so many people could just benefit from just listening to that and put you back into focus. You know, I think that, you know, this video should pop up when people try to go to Facebook, you know, boom, get back to work. That would be awesome.
Get back. Exactly. I know.
Because I will share that too, because that's one of the things I love about you, is that how you don't, you know, take it seriously, and that you manage to bring your singing into, I mean, I know there is another one where you play the guitar, like the little thing, and I can't remember where it is, but I love that one too. So anyway, there are a couple like that I really love, because that's what makes you unique and fun to listen to and, you know, and learn from. So I will share that as well.
Yeah, it's true. I have a lot of fun with that stuff.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been really nice talking.
Thank you so much, Faridae, for joining. I know you have a very busy schedule, so I really appreciate the time, and look forward to chatting with you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, awesome.